We find there's a mitzvah in the Torah that the tribe of Levi, Shevet Levi, are not allowed to take an inheritance in the land of Eretz Yisrael. We know when the Yidden journeyed through the Midbar towards the end, there was the dividing of Eretz Yisrael done by Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, Elazar. The big story in Parashas Pinchas of how they divided between all the Shvatim, all the tribes, each one got their portion in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Eretz Yisrael, which the Yidden were going into to settle there, to live there. And as the Torah says explicitly that Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, shouldn't get a portion in the land. Now, there's a dispute amongst Mefarshim, amongst the commentaries, whereas what's going to be in the time of Mashiach, will Shevet Levi get a portion in the land? And there are those great Rishonim, the Smag, and others claim, based on the Gemara in Baba Basra, that the Gemara says, "Asida Eretz Yisrael shetischalik lishleisha osar shvatim." That in the time to come, laosid, when Mashiach is going to come, Eretz Yisrael will be divided amongst 13 shvatim, which basically includes, as the commentaries explain, also the tribe of Levi. And therefore, this seemingly will change. Till then, they were not allowed to take a part in a portion, an inheritance, in the land of Eretz Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, they will get a portion. There are other great Rishonim that argue with this and dispute and say that it can't be that the Torah, the mitzvah of the Torah, that Leviim are not supposed to take a portion in the land, will ever be annulled, will ever change. And they strongly hold a different explanation in the Gemara of how to explain the Gemara, whatever it is. But for sure, the Leviim will not take a portion in the land to come, in the land of Eretz Yisrael in the time to come. The Rebbe in Asicha discusses what is the position of the Rambam in this matter. Who does he hold like? The Rambam, in the last chapter of Hilchus Shmit V'Yevel, the Rambam brings this mitzvah and he says as follows: Kol Shevet Levi, the entire tribe of Levi, Muzhorin are warned, Shelo Yinchalu Be'eretz Kanaan, that they shouldn't take inheritance in the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan is referring to the land of Eretz Yisrael that used to belong to the Canaanim, the seven nations, the Canaani, Chiti, Amori, Vaprizi, all the seven nations that I reckon in the Psukim, that the Goyim, that they lived in the land of Eretz Yisrael before the Yidden came there. When the Yidden came, it was called Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden entered the land of Eretz Yisrael, but before that, it was called Eretz Canaan, the land of Canaan. So the Rambam is saying that in this land that was divided to be given out as an inheritance to the Yidden after the Yidden warred with those Goyim and conquered it, so Shevet Levi was not allowed to take a portion of that land for their families to settle in. It was it's a lav in the Torah, a prohibition that they should not take inheritance. Also, they are not allowed to take the biza in the wars. They were not allowed to take any of the booty, any of the possessions of the Canaanim, even though it was divided by the Yidden. But the Leviim were a special tribe, and they were not allowed to take not an inheritance and not part of the spoils. Now, this is what the Rambam says, and it's seemingly he holds that this will never change, since it's a mitzvah in the Torah. And we know that the Rambam, whenever he reckons a mitzvah in the Torah, it's a mitzvah that is Nehig L'Doiris, is forever and ever going to be this way, and it's never going to change. However, the Smag, as we mentioned before, who holds who holds that La'asid Lavim and Mashiach is going to come, the Levium will get a portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael. He is very similar. His way of learning is usually very similar to the Rambam, and he quotes the Rambam a lot. And therefore, the Rebbe wants to learn that really the Rambam also holds of this opinion that it's going to change when Mashiach is going to come. Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, will get a portion in the land. And how can we say this? And the Rebbe uses a very novel method of actually finding a loophole in the words of the Rambam of where we can find the clue of how to solve this question. The Rambam said that kol shevet Levi mushorin, all the shevet Levi are warned, shelo yinchalu be'eretz Canaan. They shouldn't take inheritance in the land of Canaan. Why does the Rambam pick and choose this expression, the land of Canaan, when we're talking about Eretz Yisrael? That's how we usually refer to the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. What is the Rambam coming to exclude by saying Eretz Canaan? Now, where can't the Levium take an inheritance in Eretz Canaan? But somewhere else, they can. And one could say that this is the Rebbe is mechadish this, the Rebbe brings this out, it's a chidush. We know that when Hashem promised Avraham Avinu by the bris bein absorim, Hashem made a bris, a covenant, a promise with Avraham Avinu. Hashem told him that his children are going to be slaves in a foreign land, and they're going to work hard, be slaves, and then Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem that they're going to be redeemed and they're going to inherit the land that Avraham Avinu was in. Avraham Avinu had come to Eretz Canaan. He had come from the story, as we know, in Bereishis, in Lech Lecha, where he came from his hometown, and Hashem told him to come to Eretz Canaan. And Hashem promised him by the Bris Bein Absorim that he's going to get this land as an inheritance for his children. However, the Torah tells us that Avram was promised by Hashem more land than what we got when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, when the Jewish people were brought in by Yeshua into Eretz Yisrael. Three more countries, three more lands. We know that Eretz Canaan is a seven lands, seven nations. There are seven nations in Eretz Canaan. They're called the Eretz Sheva Amamin, Zion Amamin, the seven nations, as we quoted before, Chiti, Amedi, Prizi, Yevusi, Vagagoshi, and the Canaani. That's why it's called Eretz Canaan, seven lands. And then there are three more lands that Hashem promised to Avraham Avinu. These three lands are called Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini. These three lands, when the Yidden came after the 40 years wandering in the desert, and they came into Eretz Yisrael, they only conquered the land of seven nations. They didn't conquer the land of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. However, it was promised to Avraham Avinu by Hashem at the Bris Bein Absorim that Hashem will give this land as an inheritance to the Jewish people. And the Yidden actually didn't live there or inherit it when they entered Eretz Yisrael. And we find this explicitly in the Torah. That Hashem says there's a mitzvah of Orei Miklot. That we know that when there's a mitzvah in the Torah, when someone kills inadvertently, Reitzeach Bishkoga, somebody that murders without intention, so he has to run and hide, seek refuge in the Ir Miklot, the land, the city that of refuge. That over there, it protects him. He has to stay there till the Kohen Gadol passes away. This is a famous mitzvah. And there he is protected from the relatives of the murdered person, of where he is protected. That's where he has to stay, and that's his punishment and atonement for his killing inadvertently. And the Torah says that one should make three Orei Miklot in Eretz Yisrael, three Orei Miklot in Eiver HaYarden, in Transjordan, where we have the tribes of Reuven, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh, as it is brought down, as the Torah tells at great length, the story of how 2.5 Shvatim tribes took their inheritance in Transjordan, across before they crossed over the Yarden, the Jordan River, going into Eretz Yisrael, and over there they should have three cities of refuge. And then the Torah says a pasuk like this: "V'im yarchiv Hashem elokecha es gvulcha." If Hashem will broaden your boundaries, then you should have another three cities of refuge altogether. Subtotal 9 cities of refuge. You should put three cities of refuge in that extra land. Now that expansion of the land of Israel actually till this day hasn't happened yet. And the Rambam says Hashem didn't give this pasuk, this commandment, for in vain. Hashem it's not for nothing that Hashem promised, maybe your land will expand. What is it referring to? It's referring to this three countries of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni that Hashem had promised to Avraham Avinu that the Yidden will inherit, and we are actually going to inherit it in the time of Mashiach. That's when we will have these lands. So the Rebbe learns as follows: that Shevet Levi is not allowed to take inheritance in the land, what was the Rambam's actual words? Kol Shevet Levi Musarim Shelo Yinchalu Be'eretz Knan. Shevet Levi is prohibited from taking inheritance land in the land of Canaan. Obviously referring to when the Yidden actually went into Eretz Yisrael and fought the 7 nations that were there, the Canaanim and so on and so forth, those nations, and got the land. In that land, Shevet Levi is not allowed to take inheritance. But in the land that in the time to come, Yidden will get the three lands of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni, which is going to become Eretz Yisrael because Hashem promised it to Avraham Avinu. In that land, the Rambam holds that Shevet Levi will inherit that land. Because the Rambam, in his very accurate Loshin, in his pen, writes that the Isser is in Eretz Canaan, only in the land of Canaan, but in Eretz Yisrael, that will be in the time of Mashiach, that we're going to get the extra land, over there Shevet Levi can inherit. And this is how the Rambam can learn like the Rishonim that we brought earlier, that hold that Shevet Levi will get an inheritance in the land of Eretz Yisrael, as they brought down from the Gemara in Bava Basra, as we said previously. However, now comes a question. What's the difference? What is the explanation of why Shevet Levi will be able to take land in the land of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni? The reason why, in the first place, Hashem prohibited Shevet Levi that they are not allowed to take land as an inheritance in Eretz Canaan, is because the Rambam writes clearly that the tribe of Levi was separated from all the other tribes. They were special. They were elite. Hashem wanted them to serve Hashem and to teach the Torah, to teach the mitzvahs. Shevet Levi was like rabbonim, teachers. They were separated from all the other Yidden. They were the leaders of the Yidden. They wouldn't go out to war with all the other Yidden, and they wouldn't inherit with the other Yidden in the land that the Yidden conquered, because they are the army of Hashem. And Hashem says on them the pasuk, Ani chelkecha v'nachloscha. Hashem says, you're not going to get an inheritance in the land. Your portion and your inheritance is Hashem. To be holy and spiritual, to study Torah and teach Torah, and be Hashem's men, Hashem's army, Hashem's group. That's the group of Shevet Levi. They are higher, they're supreme, on a higher level than all the other Yidden. So if so, why can't Shevet Levi Why, if Shevet Levi can't get land in Eretz Yisrael because they are higher than all the other Yidden, why can they get land in the land of Keni Kenizik Admoini that we're going to get when Mashiach is going to come? And the explanation that Rebbe explains, based on the great Chassidic explanation on the difference in Pnimius HaYonim, in the deeper dimension, in the deeper meaning, and the Kabbalistic interpretation of what is the idea of the land of the seven nations and these three lands of these three nations. There are two different kinds of service of Hashem. In Avedas Hashem, there's a difference between Moichin and Midas. Moichin, intellect, and Midas, emotions. Chassidus explains that there are three Moichin: Chochma, Bina, and Das. There are seven Midas, seven emotions: Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. Which these correspond, this is the deeper meaning of the land of the seven nations and the land of the three nations. The land of the seven nations, which is Eretz Canaan, which the Yidden conquered and received when they entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. And then the land of the three nations of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini, which show on Moichin the three soul powers of intellect, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Chochma bina das. Now, the difference between intellect and emotions is a great difference. Emotions are a person's expression to someone, outside of him. A person is going out of himself, and he is feeling and having an emotion to something that's outside of him. Moichin, however, intellect, is something inside the person. We see great intellectuals separate themselves from the world. Don't have to do with the physical world. They don't have to do with other people. They like to seclude themselves. And in the abstract, lofty world that they're in, delve into great concepts of intellect and wisdom. And that's the difference between the Eretz Canaan and the Keni Knizi Kadmoim. In the time of now, till Mashiach comes, the Aveda is the Birur, the refining of the Midas, of the seven emotions that correspond to the land of the seven nations. Now that's the Ikar Aveda, the main part of what we are supposed to focus on. When Mashiach is going to come, explains Chassidus, that's when the three higher soul powers of the human being, the intellect, the Chochma Bina Das, the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, that's when that will be refined and elevated and permeated with Kedusha. So now we can understand why in Eretz Canaan, Shevet Levi don't get a portion. Because Eretz Canaan is referring to the Aveda, this work of conquering and elevating and refining the seven attributes. Shevet Levi, which is detached from the world, they are higher than going down into the world. They are supposed to be separate and elevated, not to go down and to have to do with the world. Therefore, they don't get a portion in Eretz Canaan. However, in the land of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini, which is in Pnimius, this means the Aveda of Moichin, intellect that's higher than one's working on one's Midas, that's why Shevet Levi can get a portion in this land. Because they are lofty, they are spiritual. And that's exactly the land of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini, that's what it's all about. However, this explanation isn't enough. Because the difference between Shevet Levi and all the other Jewish people is only now. Nowadays, all the other Jewish people have to do with the world. And Shevet Levi is elite and supreme. They don't have to do with the world. They can sit and study all day and daven all day. They're higher than the world. And that's why only it's our job, it's all the Yidden's job to go into Eretz Canaan. But Shevet Levi can't go in to get an inheritance in Eretz Canaan. They can only get in the land of Keni Kiz Kadmeini because they are separated and detached from the world. But that difference between all the Yidden and Shevet Levi is only now. When Mashiach's going to come, isn't all the Yidden going to be on the level of Shevet Levi? What will all the Yidden have to be doing when Mashiach is going to come? Will we be busy with our mundane things? Or no? Doesn't it say that at the time of Mashiach, the Asek, what will everyone do when Mashiach is going to come? Everything will be Ladasas Hashem Bovad, to know Hashem. Comes out that all the Yidden, when Mashiach is going to come, are going to be separate from the world. And everyone, the entire world, is going to be devoted in only knowing Hashem. And therefore, what makes the difference between the Yidden and the Levim that all the Yidden can get when Mashiach is going to come, the portion in Eretz Canaan, whereas Shevet Levi will only be able to get in Keni Kenizi Kadimaini? All the Yidden will be on the level of Shevet Levi. And the Rebbe explains that it's not so. Shevet Levi, when Mashiach is going to come, will still be on a higher level than all the other Yidden. Because what will bring about that all the Yidden will be able to only serve Hashem and study Torah? It will be that the time of Mashiach will be a time where Hashem will take away all the problems that stand in the way from Yidden to being only Isaac in Torah and Ladasas Hashem. Hashem will take away the obstacles. Hashem will make it easier for everyone to be like Shevet Levi, to only study all day. Like the Rambam says, that in the time of Mashiach comes, there won't be famine, there won't be war, there won't be jealousy. Good and delicacies will be all over the world. Like dust will we all have pleasures. So that's why the Yidden, in a time now when it's Golus, so we have to be in the mundane world and in the physical world, we have to do with the world, because now the world is in our way, so to say, for us. We can't just sit and daven all day. It's not going to work. We have to work in the world and so on and so forth. Whereas when Mashiach's going to come, we won't have that objection and we'll be able to do it. Shevet Levi, however, never had anything to do with the world. Shevet Levi, Hashem chose and separated from worldly matters in a way that's nothing to do with whether the conditions permit it or not. Shevet Levi are elite and supreme from the world as the way it always, as Hashem chose them for this mission, for this purpose. So comes out that also when Mashiach is going to come, even when Yidden are going to be separate from worldly matters, nevertheless, there still is a difference between all the Yidden and Shevet Levi. And that's why the Eretz Canaan is Shayach, is a land for inheritance for all the other Yidden. Because even though the Eretz Canaan then will be Nisparer, it will be elevated, but it's the level of the Yidden that had to do with the world, and now are higher than the world. Whereas Shevet Levi won't get a portion in that land. They can only get in the portion of the land of Keni Kenizi Kadmeini, which shows, as we said before, on the Aveda of Moichin, of intellect, that is totally separated, higher than the ways of the world. And that is Shevet Levi's portion, and therefore they will be able to have in it a Nachla, which will merit to have through our preparing the world, that we should be like Shevet Levi, separate ourselves from worldly matters, and to just to serve Hashem, and to busy ourselves with knowing Hashem, that we will actually reach finally that time where the world will be full of the knowledge of Hashem, and Hashem will broaden the boundaries of the Jewish people, as He promised to Avraham Avinu, and give us the land of Keni Kenizi Kadmeini, all the 10 countries, all the 10 nations. May it be speedily in our days through the King Mashiach. May he revealed, take it from Yad Mamash.